Grand Slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Pat Murray, and what an interesting man he is. Normally, we have an athlete on this show, but Pat has been in the operations side of broadcasting, of television production for many years. In fact, he was a director of baseball operations for WKYC-TV in Cleveland, in charge of the Cleveland Indians broadcast, did some work for the Cleveland Cavaliers, was out in Arizona for Fox Sports Network, and really gets to get that picture on the air that the viewers are used to seeing as so crisp and clear, and tells the story of the game before them. Pat, it's so great to have you on Blessed to Play.
Ron, it's a pleasure to be here. And I was wondering, you don't have any pictures with this. How do we do this? I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, radio is theater of the mind, so we'll certainly try to convey that to the listeners today.
All right, very well.
What could I say is that, you know, every time you take it for granted when you watch a sporting event, whether it be baseball, basketball, that you're just... the action is right before you, and the cameraman is getting the shots that the technical director wants or the director wants, and it really brings the story together. It unfolds right before your very eyes, and these broadcasts are so professional, usually goes off without a hitch, and it's a great a theater, if you will, for those 2 or 3 hours for the viewer. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of your career in the production side, how did you find this an interest in the first place?
Well, you know, that's interesting, Ron, because my family, my mom's family, is in the lumber business here in the greater Cleveland area, and they still have a small lumber company. And I was interested in pursuing that. And my dad said to me, he said, well, you know what? I mean, you're not, your name isn't on the sign on the outside, and so you're not ever going to be really a big part of this. And I really didn't think of it that way. And so I had to kind of come up with something. I thought, gee, I don't know what else I could do. So in my senior high school yearbook under my picture, it says, wants to be a disc jockey. Now, where that came from, I have no idea. But I put that in there, and I went to Ashland University in Ohio and studied radio, television, and theater. And for the last couple of years was really involved a lot with the radio and TV station at the college, as well as the local radio station, WNCO Radio, which was just down the street from the college in Ashland. And I had the opportunity to work a lot of sports, the high school sports. We worked some of the college sports and learned a lot about just what I could about television and so on. I made the decision, flipped the coin, and I thought I didn't think I was really cut out for radio at that point, and I made the decision to go behind the scenes and work in television.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting today with Pat Murray. We're talking about his career on the operations side, directing sporting events for many, many years. Well, Pat, not many of the listeners know what actually goes into producing, directing, and you've done this for the Cleveland Indians. Many games over the course of a year, NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers, as well as many other sports. So in a nutshell, what is the most difficult sport to produce? And tell us a little bit about what goes into these major productions.
Well, I would tell you this, Ron, and I would also ask you a question. But what I would tell you first is any sport that goes back and forth, like hockey, basketball, football, think in even in your own mind just how you go back and forth following it. You can at least, it has a symmetry to it when you go back and forth. However, baseball has outfields, it has bullpens, it has dugouts, it has crowds, it has all kinds of things going on. So baseball, amongst the people that I've worked with over the years, have pretty much have said that it's probably the toughest one to cover. So the question I would ask you in that same vein is, if you get the bases loaded, Ron, and you had one out, what could possibly happen in the game at that point, right? Anything. And so when you think about that, all the different variations, you have to be ready to cover all of those things. wherever the runner is going. If it's a strikeout, if it's a double, if it's a double play. I mean, all those things have to be calculated in your thinking on the next pitch. You just don't know what it could be. And so baseball is probably the toughest of all of them.
Yeah, it's definitely not predictable. And I always think about baseball, too, where the productions is that there's so much downtime in baseball as well, that the cameraman is getting a wide shot or just a headshot of someone in the crowd, maybe that baby eating an ice cream cone.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of the fun of baseball. Of course, you know, it's America's sport kind of thing where, you know, where everybody would say it's just the fun in the summertime kind of thing. And that's, I know, what we always tried to show in our telecast was just families out having a good time enjoying the game. And that's really, really what baseball is about, too, because it does give you that time to relax and kind of enjoy it. I know some people think it doesn't go fast enough and all that, but the fact is it's supposed to be a good afternoon out enjoying just some really talented ball players.
Now, you held the position of director of baseball operations, I should say, for over 9 years for WKYC-TV. And there's so much that goes into this. Talk about the budget that you had, from sales to broadcasting. How difficult was it to get a game just to go on air clean without any quagmire or any things that are going wrong that is going to prevent the broadcast from being what it is?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And fortunately for us in the business, it had gotten a lot easier from when I started in 1980. A lot of things, even from the stadiums themselves, have become more TV friendly. As you can imagine, some of the old parks, like even old Cleveland Stadium or old Comiskey Park, I mean, some of the old Baltimore County Stadium, these places were really not wired for us for television. They were fine for people to go see a game, but for us to be able to do television got tougher and tougher. Today, a lot of the stadiums now have cables already placed inside of them, so it really becomes a lot easier for us to go in and technically set it up. But for a telecast, you need the transmission that be able to leave the ballpark. You need to hire a crew that is from each respective city, because only a few of us would travel and actually go from city to city to put the show on. The rest, we were able to hire freelance operators for cameras and replay and audio and so forth. And then, of course, the truck itself, which is pretty much a 52-foot remote studio, which would be on wheels, and we would negotiate with different companies around the country, and we would be able to use them for all the productions that we had from coast to coast, actually, and in Canada as well, too. So all of those things had to come together just behind the scenes before we ever got to the park. And, of course, logistically, like any other planning for anything else, those things had to be done. Usually the beginnings of it were happening before the season started, and then things would get finalized as time would go on. And we would have all of these things accomplished so that by the time you were ready to roll into the city, most of those things were established and we could get in and actually produce the game. Because, as you said, just doing the game itself can be trying at times, depending on what's going on in a particular area.
And you wore many hats, and we really don't see that nowadays. Everyone has a specific task or something that they're responsible for. But you, looking over some parts of your resume, especially director of baseball operations, you wore many hats, Pat, and you had to bring this all together with all those responsibilities.
You know, I did, and I would say this, that it always took a lot of really good help. I had a good finance person, because obviously this can get very expensive. It ran into the millions of dollars when we would do games. For Sports Time Ohio, and the last 10 years of my career working on that, I probably directed, in the course of a season, out of 162 games, I would say an average of probably about 157 games. So got to see a lot of baseball. And all over the place, too. I mean, from coast to coast, like I said. And what a great country we have to visit, so it worked out great.
Yeah, indeed. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting once again with Pat Murray. Worked in the video business for over 40 years, commercials, television shows, sporting events, and we're focusing on these sporting events many years as Director of Baseball Operations. A lot of Cleveland Indian games, Pat. And I know you're in work mode when you were doing this, but are there some moments that you've got to enjoy watching Cleveland Indians baseball? And what are some of those most prolific moments that come out in your mind?
Well, you know, one of the biggest moments we had was when Lenny Barker pitched his perfect game in 1981, I believe it was. And I was working the games. And I was still kind of learning the craft. And the story that's interesting about that was I was sharing the directing responsibilities, with a gentleman who was teaching me more and more about the production of baseball. I had directed television, but directing a sporting event was really interesting. And there weren't that many directors around doing it at that time. So just for the amount of cities there were, of course. So I was in the process of learning, and in the middle of that game, when I was directing part of it, this senior director said to me, "You better get out on the field. I can smell something really big happening here." So I went with the color announcer. We went down into the dugout, actually, and when the last out hit, all the players ran out and everything else, and I ran out on the field afterwards with the color announcer after the players had been there. After he had crossed the foul line walking, Lenny Barker came over and we said, "Lenny, could we interview you?" Of course, he graciously said yes. And just as he had said that, I get a pull at the scruff of my collar and I turn around and it's a Cleveland policeman. And I'm going, "Excuse me." And the officer said, "Well, I'm sorry, there's no fans on the field." Now, there were only 7,000 people in old Cleveland Stadium, but I said, "Excuse me, I'm not a fan." And I looked down. And Ron, I had forgotten to put my press pass on, and I looked like a civilian, except for the fact that I was wearing a jacket that had a big Cleveland Indians covering the front of it with a WUAB on it. And I pointed to it and said, no, I'm working with TV. And they were kind enough to let me go and everything else. But in today's world, if you don't have your pass for things, that doesn't go well.
Yeah, the credential is needed. If you don't have it on, you could be you'd be tasered and thrown out, as they say, Pat.
Absolutely. Into the pokey with you, for sure. So that could happen real easy. But, over time, we got to see all kinds of no-hitters. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, when you're watching that level of play and you're seeing all the players, I was there when Carl Yastrzemski was retired, for example, in Boston, which to a lot of fans are like, "Who's Carl Yastrzemski?" But, you know, at the time he was a huge player, of course. And, you know, watching some of these players retire and watching some of the young players come up over season after season and being able to see some of these games, it's just incredible over the body of work that I had just to be able to have time to be able to see all of them.
Yeah, great stories, great memories. Let's take a break. On the other side, I want to talk with Pat about his transition from operations on the sports side to doing Catholic radio and Catholic TV, being involved with that when Blessed to Play returns after this.
Father Mitch Pacwa.
Sin does not unite people, doesn't bring them together. Sin causes division and divides people up.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Pat Murray. If you listen to the first half of the show, a wealth of experience on the production side. Many years as director of baseball operations in Cleveland. Many Cleveland Indians basketball games. Did some Cleveland Indians. Cavalier games as well, really honed in on getting the telecast out there to the many people viewing in the Cleveland market and pulling it off without a hitch, I'd imagine 99.9% of the time. But I want to talk about Pat's faith life, which is very important to him, his Catholic faith. In fact, he's involved with Catholic Radio, The Rock, right there in Cleveland, Ohio, who carries this program, Blessed to Play, and also does some Catholic TV productions of some certain shows. But before we get into that, Pat, I think you were brought up as a Catholic, so the faith was always part of your life.
Yes, Ron, it really, really was. And you know, when I started in the communications business, it kind of piqued my interest that I didn't see at the time. And again, remember, this was in the 70s when I started as a cameraman and everything. And when I got a couple of years under my belt and I started to feel a little bit more secure about things, as I started to look around the landscape, I noticed that there really wasn't much in the way of Catholic programming. And I made a few inquiries here and there and along the way of my journey of just, you know, what was happening. Now, of course, that's changed quite a bit. And actually, I would tell you a really quick story about one of my times here in Cleveland. I went to the bookstore here that was in downtown Cleveland, and it was the Daughters of St. Paul that were running it. And I've got to be friends with one of the sisters there. She got placed back in her mother house in Boston, and we stayed in touch because I was always interested in what they were doing and so forth. I actually went up and saw their little studio there and everything. But she also had a request for two of her sisters who had retired, who worked in the communications area, to be able to sit in the truck and watch one of our games that we did because they were so interested. So I actually did a game in Boston where I produced and directed it and had two nuns sitting in the back of the truck. And I told them, I said, sisters, this is a Cleveland Indians truck. Well, about the fifth inning, when one of the Red Sox had doubled off the wall, and I heard this cheer from the back, I turned around. Now, sister, this is a Cleveland Indians truck, not a Red Sox truck. and we had a good laugh about it and everything else. But I had the opportunity to visit with them. And as time has gone on, I've made inquiries, but because of my life on the road, traveling, working, it just didn't become a thing with me until I thought, when I finally get an opportunity and I can retire, I really want to investigate this. So as God's fortuitous hand would have it on me, I ended up working with folks at The Rock. And it's been a wonderful experience there to work back in radio, which is where I kind of started this whole thing. And it's interesting to be with them and watch them grow as a station.
Yeah, indeed. And as you know, in the last, I would say, 20 years, Catholic radio has really taken off, where there was more Christian radio before that, and not so much on the Catholic side, sporadic in cities, but now pretty much all over the map. And right there in Cleveland, this station is very new and hitting the Cleveland market, and even beyond that, depending on how the signal stretches. But I want to talk about your involvement with also doing productions on the Catholic TV side as well. So you're taking your experience from the secular world and bringing it over to the religious world, so to speak, for spiritual benefit of those who would be listening or watching, whatever it may be. But talk about your involvement with Catholic television as well.
Absolutely. I was very honored to be called on by Dick Russ, who is a big part of our radio station. And he's also serving as the producer and the originating producer of the Living Right with Dr. Ray show with Dr. Ray Guarendi, of which some people may know him as the family clinical psychologist who's on from 1 to 2 o'clock every Monday through Friday, you know, on the EWTN radio network. And then also his first run show on television on the EWTN television network is at 10 o'clock on Saturday nights. And Dick had asked me to come in and direct the show, and I was extremely honored to do that. It's kind of a live performance because we do have a live studio audience usually, and having Ray, so it does have a life of its own. And Ray has been absolutely wonderful to work with, as well as Dick. So to be able to, for me, to share some of my work experience with a show like this is a true honor, and it's a blessing, too.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting today with Pat Murray, a longtime director of operations in the Cleveland sports market, now taking his talents to Catholic radio and also Catholic TV on the production side. I want to get more into a spiritual conversation with you, Pat, because our spirituality has its ebb and flow. We have our highs and lows, tough times. But for you, you had a recent back surgery in the last year or so, and this failed. And it was a crisis point in your life with God. Why don't you talk about the back surgery, dealing with this type of suffering, and also how your faith is maintaining you and even struggling with it during this time.
Sure, Ron. Well, it has been a little bit rugged. I had surgery a little over a year ago, and very unfortunately, I was just one of those people where things happen, as it turned out, and the bracing that was done in my back to help support some issues that I was having collapsed onto my spine. And so it's rendered me unable to walk at this point. But the hope is that it was damaged and not actually severed. So the situation hopefully will change, and I get a little bit of feeling back more and more. But I would tell you that the first week after I fully recovered and realized the situation I was in, it was a very bad week. And I'm sure there are plenty of people listening, or people who had something happen to them or know of someone where this has happened, where something very, very bad or dark has happened to them. Mm-hmm. And it's been a tough place to be in. And it was very rugged. I really have to credit, I have a wonderful wife and daughter, and a good support, very good support family, loving and caring family support on both my wife's side and, of course, my side of the family. And it's great to have everybody's, you know, buoyancy bringing you up, you know, back into reality. And really, when you have something like that, everybody needs to think about that for a second, because there's really only two ways that you can go. You can either just totally go down and sink into the mire, or you're going to have to pull yourself up and just say, hey, I've got to do something with this. And that's where I ended up, with the support of everybody around me.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any magic bullet, but how much, I always appreciate when a person's going through suffering and the insights they have on faith, because it's generally very authentic and real. But how much is it relying on yourself or digging deep within Pat Murray, or then just really reaching and grasping for spiritual strength?
You know, it's interesting. We've talked so much about all the responsibility that I've had over the years, and where, you know, I was the person, I was the contact person, I was the director of the show, and I did all this, and we've sort of laid all that out here. Now you can imagine I've become not that person, where I am dependent on people a lot, mm-hmm. where, you know, where it's tough for me to give that part up of me that I've grown, where, you know, where I've been like sort of the boss all the time. But you know what? It really causes me to introspect on that. I hope I wasn't a bad boss, but the point is that it's that who is really in control of all this, and, you know, is God with you or against you? And I don't really look at it in those terms. I look at it in terms of God is with you all the time, no matter what. So even though this occurred, and as tragic as it is, and as dark a place as I went, I think I've come out even better on the other side because of my faith, which I thought I had, but I now know I really have, because without it, I wouldn't be able to exist.
Do you think your faith, I think faith is cumulative in the sense that what we put into it over the course of many years helps us out in those moments where we most need it, and we tend to rely on it based on our life experience. Does your upbringing, does your formation up until that point, did it help out in any way?
I absolutely think so. I think that from my position, as even when I was a young kid, you know, we rosaries at Lent with my father and mother, and when I was in parochial school, and all of the training that we had, you know, people can talk about it one way or the other, but the point is, in your formative years, it does something to you, at least from a depth perspective. At least it did for me. And it gave me something to rely on no matter where I was in my faith throughout my whole life. A little bit here, a little bit there, sometimes stronger, sometimes not. But it always was there. And I always knew that, you know, God was never going to leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And that I truly believe in that to this day, that He is with you all the time, you know, in good times and in bad.
And despite your current situation not being as mobile as you would like, you're still doing some work in the Catholic TV side and helping out on the radio side.
Absolutely. And, you know, in what I was telling you we produce some shows with one of our TV trucks that we use for the Dr. Ray show. And the guys on the truck knew that I could not walk up inside the truck. So what did they do? They built me a little control room outside just on a regular floor that I could get to. And it had all the facilities and functions of if I was sitting in the truck doing the show. And so, you know, we found that people adapt to this. And I can't tell you how many people just have adapted and been so kind and nice about taking care of things. Still in the work venue, being able to do things. The folks at The Rock even installed a way that I can get in behind, you know, the console so that I can help engineer for their drives. I can still do some editing and some announcing for them. It's worked out terrific. So having those kind of things has been absolutely great for me.
Well, that is terrific indeed. And it's great that you could use your talents still, despite your current situation, to help out The Rock right there in Cleveland and also on the Catholic TV side. Well, Pat Murray has been my guest. What a career, folks. I was always wanted to know, had that curious mind, what goes into a broadcast, especially a Major League Baseball broadcast, and how they pull it off without a hitch. Well, Pat was the guy as director of baseball operations for many years, and now certainly using his talents for the greater glory of God. And Pat, thanks for sharing about your career, but most importantly, your faith and dealing with suffering, too. I think that's an important lesson that all the listeners can certainly build upon in their everyday life. Thanks for joining us here on Blessed to Play.
Thank you, Ron. Love the show, and thank you for having me on.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can like us on Facebook, social media, Twitter. Hit us up right there. For Pat Murray, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time. Right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number two, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.